Poe and Major Hayward, with Hawkeye and the Mohicans, are trapped in a cave by a band of Iroquois. Hawkeye, Chingachgook, and Uncas escape with the purpose of bringing help. Shortly after, Cora and her escort are discovered and dragged from their hiding place. The triumphant Indians, led by the sly fox, take them prisoners into the forest. Toward evening, Hayward tries to bribe his captor into letting them go. But the Iroquois tells him that Cora must go to his wigwam as a Huron squaw. Infuriated, Hayward engages in a hand-to-hand encounter with the sly fox. The Indian's knife is raised for its fatal plunge. When a rifle flashes from the trees, followed by the yells of Hawkeye, Chingachgook, and Uncas, the Indians, taken by surprise, are put to rout. And the two whites find themselves again in the hands of their friend. The present scene opens a short time later at a spring, where the little group is gathered about their evening meal.
My father will certainly reward you for today's work, Hawkeye.
Tut, tut, such services have been my life for 30 years, gal.
The devils were certainly taken by surprise.
Four Huron scouts.
Yes, and should be five. If we'd been a little quicker.
What do you mean?
The sly fox. He rides away from Uncas there before the boy could get a fair grip on his warlock.
Oh, then that means we haven't seen the last of him.
He'll have another lot of the bloodsuckers at his heels afore another sun.
I hope I get my hands on that carrion again.
You're hot-blooded, Major. It takes cunning to deal with savages. What did you think you could do single-handed against half a dozen of the varmints?
I didn't stop to think. Renard's insults maddened me. My act was instinctive.
What did the rascal offer you?
He was hot with revenge and hate. My father once had him whipped, and he was serving with the Mohawks.
He intended to take Cora to the Iroquois camp as his wife.
I see. An Indian never forgets, depend on that. I am surprised he didn't take your scalp, though, Major, before he left the island.
I thought at first he might be taking me to Montcalm as a hostage. But what I don't understand is how you happened to be at that spot. You started for Fort Edward.
We didn't go to the fort. We hid under the bank of the river to watch the movements of the Hurons.
Then you saw all that passed?
Not all. The Indian sight is too keen to be easily cheated, and we kept close. Ah, Uncas, your behavior was more like that of a curious woman than a warrior on the scent.
Oh, don't criticize the boy, Hawkeye. He saved my life an hour ago. Oh, it's just like a nightmare. That knife was in my hair when Uncas reached me.
You saw our capture then?
We heard it. An Indian yell is plain language to men who have passed their days in the woods.
They took us away in canoes. How did you follow us? Did you keep us in sight all the time?
No, in fact, we lost sight of you entirely until we found you there in the clearing.
It's a miracle you found us. When we got down the river away, the band divided and the party that went south had horses, too.
Aye, we were thrown off the scent. But we took the trail into the forest because we judged they'd be taken into the woods. But when we followed it without finding a single twig broken, my mind misgave me. Especially as all the footprints bore the prints of moccasins.
How did you find us, then?
T'was the judgment of Uncas here. He had noticed that Miss Monroe's horse planted his legs on one side of the ground at the same time. Now, that's contrary to any four-footed animal I ever saw. Except the bear.
Cora's horse comes from the shores of Narragansett Bay. 'Tis the merit of the animal.
It may be. But I've never seen one travel after such a sidelong gait. Anyway, Uncas noticed the peculiar tracks, and that's how we found you.
There's another thing I don't understand. Did you recapture your ammunition?
Aye. We found the canoe 100 yards down the stream. The powder had been untouched.
The sun is almost down, Hawkeye. What are we going to do now? Can we start for Father's garrison?
If you can stand 2 more hours on the trail, I can take you to an old fort, where you'll be safer than in these trees.
We depend on you. Lead the way.
Uncas.
Yeah.
Scatter the fire. We've got a sharp march ahead of us, Fort
Arlugua.
I marvel at the way you find your way through these trackless woods.
Trackless only to your eyes, Major. The forest teaches many things to a man that makes it his home.
Is your lodge much farther, Hawkeye?
Only a few rods further, if I'm right.
Are you tired, Corder?
Dreadfully. Is the fort very far?
I think not. Tomorrow you'll be with your father.
Ah, here we are, as I thought.
Why, it's a kind of a house.
Yes, tumbled down somewhat. But it'll make a shelter for the night for you.
I should think a place like this would be known by every Indian in the woods.
There are few living who know that this blockhouse was ever raised, Major. Angus, clear out the spring. Sergeant, cut some chestnut shoots for the lady's bed.
Sit down here on this mound, Cora, and rest. I want to look around the place. I'll be back in a moment.
When was this place built, Hawkeye?
Before you was born, gal.
Was it a dwelling?
For 40 days and 40 nights. I was a yunker then and went out with the Delawares against the Mohawks. We built this place for a barricade.
Did you beat them?
Not a one of the Mohawks got back to tell the fate of his party. I was young then, as I said, and new to the ways of savages. And I buried the dead with my own hands under this very hillock where you're sitting.
Oh, this is a grave?
Yes. Yes, but it's no bad seat, though, if it is built out of the bones of mortals.
Oh, how gruesome.
It's all right, Cora. The place is a wreck, but it'll be a shelter from the prowling beasts.
Duncan, this mound here is an Indian grave. I was sitting on it.
I wish Magua was at the bottom of it.
Hawkeye was just telling me of a battle between the Delawares and the Mohawks that was fought here.
That's not our concern now. We all need sleep. But I want the privilege of keeping watch.
No. No, the eyes of a white man are too blind for such a watch as this, Major. Chingachgook will be our sentinel. If any beast or redskin gets within 100 yards, he'll awaken us. Here, get some rest, both of you. In 6 hours, we'll move on to William Henry.
Startle me.
Time to go. Moon come.
Good. Call your friends. I'll bridle the horses and wake Cora. Oh, Cora.
I'm awake, Duncan. Did you sleep well?
I tried to keep awake, but my treacherous eyes betrayed me.
Well, you needed the rest.
Yes, but I led you into this danger, and I ought at least to play the part of a soldier. Listen.
What is it?
Something's wrong. Keep quiet. Here comes the guide. Anything up, friend?
Aye, the Mohicans hear an enemy. They scent danger.
God forbid. We've had enough bloodshed. It may be some beast hunting for food.
Oh, I can't hear anything.
It's too far away for your ears. Shh. It's no beast. It's a man. I can tell his tread now.
An Indian?
That scampering Magua has probably fallen in with one of Montcalm's parties, and they've struck our trail. Angus.
Angus here.
Bring the horses inside here with us. Tell your father to join us.
I can hear them now. Where's my rifle?
Caution, Major. The snapping of a flint will send the varlets on us in a body. Who are they? They are Hurons, all right.
How many?
10 or 20, I judge.
Can we stand them off from here?
I don't know. The knaves know our weakness. Listen to the reptiles. They've lost the trail and are separating. We threw them off when we entered this thicket.
They're coming this way, though. I hear them beating the brush. Shall we fire?
No, keep back. And pray that your horses don't give us away. Look. I see.
That's their leader.
Is it Magua?
No.
Why have they stopped?
They're surprised to find this house here. If they try to come in, use this knife. Don't fire unless all of them make a rush.
What are they doing now?
They're examining that mound.
The Indian grave?
Yes.
Where are they going, Hawkeye? Are they leaving?
They recognize that mound as a burial place. Indians respect the tomb of their dead.
Thank God it saved their lives.
And the lives of better men, too, maybe. The Lord is merciful. As soon as Chingachgook says it's safe, we'll leave through this rear door. We must keep moving.
Through the stream will throw them off the track again, and the fort can't be far away.
It's so dark. I can't understand how Hawkeye knows where he's going.
He's a clever guide. Even the bark of the trees gives him location.
This silence is terrifying.
The path is getting steep. We must be getting into the hills near the lake.
Where are we now, Hawkeye?
We're not far from William Henry. But it's a weary path yet and full of uncertainty.
Do you know this spot very well?
I've fought the enemy in these hills from the rising to the setting sun.
Do you think Montcalm has moved down on the fort yet?
Yes, I do. We may have to crawl through his lines before we can sleep again. Do you want to stop a while, gal? It's been a hard trail for you.
No, push on, please.
Good. Keep your voices down. They carry far in this quiet.
How many soldiers does Montcalm have, Duncan?
We don't know. Probably 20,000.
How many under Father's command?
Oh, just a handful.
Oh, isn't resistance useless?
We must try to parley with them at least.
What will Montcalm do if the garrison surrenders?
Stop. Stop. Chingachgook hears something.
Give him!
That's neither Indian nor English. What is it?
It's a French sentry. Oh, answer him quickly, Duncan. He'll fire.
Répondez, je dis!
We are cut off, Hawkeye. The French are between us and the fort, and the Indians are behind us.
Oh, surrounded!
What can we do?
There's only one thing. Get off your horses. We'll send the Mohicans in front, cut a lane through their sentries, and enter the fort over their dead bodies.